This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Solomon's prayer at the dedication of the temple he built for God. In 1 Chronicles 5:13 and 7:3, you find the statement, "God is good, his love endures forever." This truth is illustrated in God's answer to Solomon's prayer found in chapter 7, verses 12 through 22. Note the promise to Israel in verse 14. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." The promise is followed with the assurance that God's eyes are open and his ears attentive to the prayers offered in the temple. This is a promise made for those who find themselves in devastating calamity because of their sins. For most nations and in most of our lives, such times will come because, as Solomon reminds us in his prayer, there is no one who does not sin. Keep the focus of verse 14 in mind. It's addressed to God's people who have sinned. If they humble themselves, pray, seek God's face, and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear from heaven and forgive their sin. When that happens, God will begin to heal those in our sphere of influence and beyond. Christians often blame our society, government, or nation for the immorality and sin that brings God's judgment. Peter said in 1 Peter 4:17, "It is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. Let's get our own house, family, or church in order and see what God might do to set our nation straight."